The Tower and the Forecourt. We are next to the Heritage Stone in front of the facade of the cathedral. St. Stephen's of Sens is one of the great monuments on Crown lands, a jewel of French art, as Gothic art was first called in the 12th century. Olivier Kurt, curator of St. Stephen's Cathedral and Bâtiment de France architect, evokes the cathedral's unique architecture. For the first time here, we have a building that departs from the Romanesque, moving away from solid, dark buildings to go in search of light with its aerial architecture and high windows. This is why we can refer to it as the first Gothic cathedral in the world. Let's look at the North Tower to our left. It is an example of late 12th century architecture, where the semicircular arches of Romanesque architecture are still present. Can you see the curves? Up until 1845, the North Tower was crowned with a huge belfry, 26 metres high and covered in strips of lead. It was called the Lead Tower. Let's look at the South Tower to the right. Oh, look! Watch out! Oh my God! On Maundy Thursday in the year 1267, a dreadful crash caused the people of Sens to look up. The south chancel tower and spire collapsed onto the square and crashed through the roof of the Synodal Palace. Work began almost immediately with construction in the Gothic style, where semicircular arches ruled supreme. Rebuilding went up to gallery level, in which colossal statues of archbishops stand. You can't miss them. Work was interrupted by the Hundred Years' War. It wasn't until the 16th century that the flamboyant Gothic bell tower, topped with a Renaissance-style campanile, was built. It houses two enormous bells, the Savinienne and the Potentienne. These two great bells, forged in 1560, are said to be the biggest pair in France. Let's have a look now at the three portals on the facade. Each one is an education sculpted in stone. Let's look at the one on the left. It's the oldest of the three. It dates from the late 12th century. It's dedicated to Saint John the Baptist, whose life is represented in the springs. In other words, the curves of the vaults. Let's look at the central portal. It's a bit like an encyclopedia of the early 13th century universe. It mirrors the earthly and celestial worlds. All of creation is here, with a bestiary where the real and the imaginary are intermingled. Have fun trying to find the Indian elephant or the mermaid of the oceans. The south portal on the right was built in the late 13th century. It shows the entombment and crowning of the Virgin Mary. Let's go into the cathedral now and stop at the first two pillars of the nave. Thank you for continuing your visit.